Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to have some fun?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Hey, have you had dinner yet? Today's topic is home.
And our title is Alex's Dinner Party. Alex's Dinner Party. So, Peter, what happened yesterday?
Alex is hosting a dinner party. It's at his apartment, and it is a Chinese-style dinner. He was pretty nervous.
Yes, the party was last night, and everyone had a great time. Now, let's learn more about it in our Read It. Here's Peter.
Alex's dinner party went well. Linda prefers Chinese-style dinner parties. Rob thinks Chinese and American dinner parties are similar. In both cultures, hosts serve a lot of food. Then guests share the food on the table. But American tables are usually rectangular, not round. At Chinese dinner parties, hosts serve many meat and fish dishes. Every guest leaves feeling full.
I think that we all enjoy having dinner parties. It is very common for us to invite friends and family over for dinner.
This is also a way we like to become better friends with people we don't know very well.
That's right. Well, I have been to many parties where the host invites different friends. We might not all know each other, but it is a lot of fun.
Yes, and we will have lots of fun today, so let's learn those key words. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 参加过 Alex 家的 party 之后 ,Linda 说她真的比较喜欢中式料理的 party. She prefers Chinese style dinner parties. 动词 prefer 就是比较喜欢的意思。中美在用餐的文化上有相同也有相异之处。比如说相同点就是他们都把食物放在桌子中间大家一起分享。They share the food. 动词 share 是分享。不同的就是中式的餐桌多半是圆形的。Chinese people usually use round tables. 吃饭的餐桌就是 table. 而美式的餐桌多半是长方形的。另外一点就是跟美式的用餐比较起来中式的聚餐通常会有很多道菜主餐会有很多道的鱼和肉肉就是 meat They serve many meat dishes 鱼或者是鱼肉就是 fish They also serve fish dishes 这样子大分量的餐宴通常会把客人喂得饱饱的 Guests always feel full after dinners 形容词 full 表示很饱的
I really enjoyed Alex's Chinese dinner party last night.
Me too. I prefer Chinese-style dinner parties.
But American dinner parties are pretty similar.
True. In both cultures, hosts serve a lot of food.
You're right. I always feel full after a dinner party.
But in America, we usually sit at a rectangular table.Not a round table.
Alex's dinner party was great. Everyone enjoyed it. And I think Alex was a great host, too.
Rob would agree. He says, I really enjoyed Alex's Chinese dinner party last night.
Well, let's start out talking about this sentence. It has today's grammar point in it.So, it's time for us to visit Rebecca.
Hello, friends! I am so excited. Why? Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point. If you want to discuss how something belongs to someone else, you can use this grammar point. And, of course, the best way to learn is through some examples. What are we waiting for? First, let's go to Alex's house.So, the house belongs to Alex. Or you could say, I found Linda's sweater. So, who owns the sweater? Ah, that's right, Linda does. Well, friends, it looks like you're ready to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So when you have something that belongs to someone, we add the S to the end of that word.
That's right. It's really easy, but you might hear a difference with the way we say it sometimes. The word Alex already has an S sound at the end of the word.
That's right. So this is why we say Alex's. But my name is a lot easier. Peter's. Peter's clipboard.
Yeah, that is really easy. So Rob and Linda talk more about Alex's dinner party. They both enjoyed it a lot.
Yes. One reason why Linda liked the party was because she prefers Chinese-style dinner parties.
Hey, that is true. I bet Christina prefers them too. Here she is to tell us a little more about this.
Linda 说她比较喜欢中式料理的 party. I prefer Chinese-style dinner parties. 动词 prefer 有偏爱、比较喜欢的意思。我们要来介绍一个他常用的说法 prefer A to B, 意思是喜欢 A 更胜于 B。比如要选择旅游的地点，我喜欢法国更胜于意大利 ,I prefer France to Italy。如果要打球的话，我喜欢网球胜过篮球 ,I prefer tennis to basketball。这个句子里的 to 是介系词，有对比相对于的意思，所以后面除了接名词之外还可以接动名词。She prefers dancing to reading. 她喜欢跳舞胜过阅读。或者 I prefer watching TV to playing games. 我喜欢看电视胜过玩游戏。
Thanks, Christina. So this word prefer means something more than something else.
That's right. I...prefer cats because they're so cute and furry and they purr a lot.
Okay. Well, I prefer dogs because you can go outside and exercise or play fetch with them.
That's right. Well, there is one thing that is similar in Chinese style and Western style dinner parties.
What is that?
Well, in both cultures,Hosts serve a lot of food.
Yes, that is always important. You never want your guests to feel hungry, right? They should be leaving feeling full.
Very true. I always feel full after a dinner party. What does it mean to feel full?
Well, let's talk about it this way. When your stomach is empty, you are hungry.When your stomach is full, you are not hungry.
That's right. And Peter, you know what? I'm not full. My stomach. Do you hear that?
I did hear that. Well, friends, I think we need to take a short break, and you can take one too. Maybe grab a snack or something. Are you feeling okay, Marie?
I'm feeling okay, but I think I need something to eat. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.Dinner parties are great, and people from all over the world have dinner parties, but they are different in some ways. Right, Peter?
That's right. One time I lived in the Philippines. There, you can have a dinner party, but you don't eat with chopsticks or forks or knives.
Oh, wait. You don't eat with chopsticks, forks, or knives? Then what do you eat with?
You eat with your hands. It's a lot of fun.Well, let's learn more about this dinner party in Conversation B.
That's true. But both cultures often put the food in the middle of the table.
Yes, then guests can share it. But Chinese dinner parties often include a lot more dishes. Americans usually serve just a few main dishes.
Right. A Chinese dinner can have many meat and fish dishes at the same dinner party.
Why?
So every guest will be happy.
Marie, both you and I have lived in Asia. Can you share what you like about having a dinner in Asia? What was something new or different in this Chinese-style meal?
Well, I did live in Asia before. I lived in Korea, and Korea was a brand new culture to me. When they have dinner parties, they sit on the floor. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, I've been there once, and it's really nice in the winter because the floors are heated. When I first had a Chinese-style dinner, we shared all the food together, and there was many different kinds of dishes. So what about Korea? Do they have many dishes or just one big dish?
Oh, there are many dishes to choose from. It's a little different from Chinese style where we all share. Usually each person has their own dish, unless it's barbecue.
Well, I had to learn how to use different chopsticks. There are some for serving food, and then each person gets their own chopsticks, but you shouldn't use those for those big dishes. That was kind of confusing at first.
But again, there is something similar in both Western and Chinese dinner parties.
What is that?
Well, usually we all put the food in the middle of the table.
In the middle? Hey, in the middle of our lessons, we like to visit Christina so she can tell us more about something. Let's do that right now.
Ralph 说在中美两种饮食文化中都是把菜肴放在桌子的中间让大家分享。Both cultures often put the food in the middle of the table. 我们来学片语 in the middle of something. 名词 middle 就是中间的意思。所以 in the middle of something 就表示在什么中间。你可以说 in the middle of the road, 在马路中间。或者 in the middle of the lake, 在湖中央。此外这个片语也常常用来表达抽象的事物。比如In the middle of a concert, 指的就是音乐会进行到一半时。In the middle of the night, 就是在半夜的时候。另外如果有人说 I'm in the middle of something, 就表示他正在忙的意思。
Thanks, Christina. Peter, I was wondering, both cultures have the food in the middle of the table.But do they serve them the same way?
Well, no, actually, many Chinese-style tables have a turntable, so you don't need to grab that far. In Western meals, we have our dishes, and it's always very polite to ask to pass the dish to the person. Don't reach for the food.
That's right. Well, a good sentence to learn is...Can you please pass me the dish?
Yes, and when you really want to sound polite, just say the word may instead of can. Instead, can you pass me the dish? You say, may you please pass me the dish?
That's right, but in any meal, it is important to share.
Yes, don't keep everything for yourself. Let other people enjoy it too.Like today's calendar phrase.
Hey, Peter, I wanted to say today's calendar phrase.
But I want to say it too.
Hey, I know. Hey, we can share it.
We can share it?
Yes, we can. And that's today's calendar phrase.
We can share it.
We can share it.
我们可以一起分享。
I ordered a big plate of fish.
We can share it.
I ordered a big plate of vegetables.
We can share it.
I ordered a big bowl of soup.
We can share it.
Oh, this is a big bill.
Really? Let's not share it.
We can share it.
We can share it.
我们可以一起分享。
Well, that was a fun calendar phrase, and now it's time to review.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Prefer. Prefer. Mr. Marler prefers tea, not coffee.
Share. Share. Cole shared his grapes with his friends.
Table. Table. There's a large table in my dining room.
Meat. Meat. I don't eat meat. I prefer vegetables.
Fish. Fish. We eat fish every Friday. It's yummy.
Full. Full. I ate too much. I'm full. Okay, friends, those are the key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
I really enjoyed Alex's Chinese dinner party last night.
Me too. I prefer Chinese-style dinner parties.
But American dinner parties are pretty similar.
True. In both cultures, hosts serve a lot of food.
You're right. I always feel full after a dinner party.
But in America, we usually sit at a rectangular table, not a round table.
That's true. But both cultures often put the food in the middle of the table.
Yes, then guests can share it. But Chinese dinner parties often include a lot more dishes. Americans usually serve just a few main dishes.
Right. A Chinese dinner can have many meat and fish dishes at the same dinner party.
Why?
So every guest will be happy.
So during this topic, we talked a lot about hosting a dinner party at home. And we also talked about the difference between a Chinese-style meal and a Western-style meal. Well, in Asia, many people don't host a party at their home. They usually eat out.
That's right. If you eat out, you go to a restaurant. Every Friday and Saturday, my sister and I eat out. So, Peter, what does it mean when you host dinner at home?
Well, we talked a lot about that. I want to focus on eating out. Why would you do that? Well, maybe it's because you live in an apartment. You don't have the space to have a dinner party at home. And just think about this. You don't have to clean dishes either.
Hey, you don't have to clean dishes? I like the sound of that. You know what? I think I'm going to start eating out more often.
Well, if you host a party at a restaurant, you probably live in a city as well. There are many restaurants to choose from, but there's not much space where you live.
That's right. And let's talk about this. Usually there is only one main meat dish in Western meals, right?
That's right. We might have steak or chicken or something like that. But in Chinese meals, you'll have many different dishes to choose from. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. And it's also fun to watch Jungle Chit Chat. Here we go.
Our dinner party was great, wasn't it, Ginger?
Well,
I love Chinese-style dinner parties. Don't you?
Well,
there was so much food, several meat dishes.
And fish, too.
I was so full.
Everyone was full, but
But what?
I prefer other style parties.
You prefer American style, right?
No, I prefer jungle-style parties.
Jungle-style?
Yeah, with lots and lots of food.
Oh, what kind of food is served at jungle parties?
Bananas!
Everyone shares bananas?
Well, sometimes I share, and sometimes I don't.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about parties. And here to answer our question is Ms. Novia Sposa.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Novia. Thanks for coming to the show. You are a party planner, right?
That's right. I help people to plan parties.
Great. Then you can help us answer today's question.
I would love to.
Fantastic. Today's question comes from Tongyu Lin of Hualien, Taiwan. Tongyu writes, "My daughter is having a baby soon. Some of her friends are planning a baby shower for her. Is that a party? Why is it called a shower?"
What a great question. The answer is yes. A baby shower is a party.
Why is it called a shower? Do they wash the baby?
No, baby showers do not have anything to do with bathing. This kind of party is called a shower because the new mom is showered with gifts from her friends and family.
Oh, that means that her friends and family give her a lot of gifts.
That's right. When you shower someone with something, you give them a lot of it.
So at a baby shower, new moms and dads get a lot of gifts.
Right. We also have showers for brides before their wedding.
Oh, yes. Those are bridal showers, right?
That's right. At a bridal shower, the bride receives many gifts from her friends and family.
Ah, I understand. Thanks for the information, Novia. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, and the last thing you have at a dinner party is dessert. In America, we'll have something really sweet. But I know in Asia, you'll probably have fruit. I think both are great.
I agree. Well, friends, we hope you had fun on today's show. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.